Something for the weekend. It's Trina Mari here, and we're thrilled to have Vivian Connolly back in studio. Morning, Vivian.
Good morning, Trina. Thank you very much for having me back. Lovely to be here.
Oh, listen, we're delighted that the last event went so well. So you've been doing these Evolve with Viv events all around the country for, you say, for women over 40, but really it's women kind of in their 30s or 40s onwards.
Absolutely, because I have a lot of people actually, you know, texting me, messaging me going, oh, I'm 35, can I come on? I'm like, absolutely. Some people are now doing it in a way that, like, they're, you know, 35 and bringing their mothers, like, on a day out,
yeah.
Friends, aunts, cousins. So it's just generally like, yes, I'm trying to help women over 40s, but I don't want to, you know, exclude anybody, of course.
You're not checking IDs on the way in.
Exactly.
So tell me, for anyone who didn't hear the last time you were in studio, tell us all a bit about the event and what it is.
Right. Well, my next one is February 24th in the Radisson Blue Hotel and Spa in Limerick. And so basically it is a show to help women over 35, over 40 to reclaim their lives. And it's a beautiful day out. We have masterclasses in hair, makeup, skin. We have like goodie bags, pop-up shops, fashion show, lots of spot prizes. Really, really nice day out. So it's a confidence building and fashion, lifestyle and beauty event. And it's informative. We have a panel at the end where we have Q&As where the audience, you know, it's interactive, which I love.
Yeah.
And the audience can ask whatever questions they want, whether it's about their fashion or their style. We have a lovely girl coming in to do a style session because a lot of people, you know, get stuck in a rut.
I was just about to say,
yeah,
I'm so there.
Well, we all do, yeah. You know, and then I want it to be really relatable. I don't want it to be a case of what to wear on a Saturday night. This is day to day running around with the kids.
There was something in the news the other week and it was talking about women doing the school run.
Yeah.
And how that we need to make more of an effort. Do you think we do need to make it a little bit more of an effort?
You know, I think we're too hard on ourselves, really. Like, you know, sometimes you're kind of going, it's not a fashion show at the school gate.
Sometimes it is.
Yeah, I know. It shouldn't be. Absolutely. I agree. I've been there myself. But, you know, I mean, even to know how to do a 7-minute makeup in the morning, you know, literally a little bit of mascara, a little bit of lip gloss, how to put your hair back and a nice, you can have a nice casual kind of, like, you know, jeggings or whatever it is that kind of look nicer than just our tracksuit bottoms.
Yeah.
We're all busy. We're all trying to multitask. We're all trying to do everything. And it's hard enough thinking about getting your kids out and they're screaming at you in the morning than dolling yourself up. So it's just practical tips to kind of look well, make your wardrobe work for you.
Yeah.
And as I said, without just throwing on the tracksuit that you can wear like a nice pair of leggings and comfy shoes, but make it look nice.
Yeah,
you know?
I actually ditched all the tracksuits because they weren't doing me any favours.
No, they don't do any of us any favours.
Yeah, it's like, they don't look good on anyone, do they?
Do you know what as well? Because they're so lovely and loose and we all call them our comfies and whatever, then you're at home and, you know, it's not restrictive at all. So you keep eating and the tummy keeps, and you're like, they're going, okay, at least if you wear kind of nice tight leggings, you kind of feel more kind of supported.
Yeah.
And you know, you won't just slob around as much because we all do it.
I will give you an absolute exclusive now today, Vivian. I was telling you how I had an operation there a week ago. My gallbladder.
Geez,
the tummy's a little bit bloated at the moment.
Oh, will you stop?
Not getting into the jeans. I'm wearing my old maternity jeans.
Well, do you know what? Are we desperate? You had a big operation, right? And thank God you're okay now. The last thing you should be worried about is what we're wearing, how we look, but we do because we're coming into work.
Yeah.
Like you said to me this morning, I have a broken arm, broken hand at the minute. I came in and threw on my jeggings because they were the most comfortable thing. I'm pulling them up at one hand. You were like, why didn't you just wear your pyjamas in? And you're right. Do you know what I mean? I'm going, oh God, I'll just try and do myself up a little bit. You're the same. We're all as bad as each other.
I know.
So I think it's about supporting each other and trying to just go easier on ourselves a little bit.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, exactly. What do you think of the biggest mistakes that we're making when we hit the 30s? Is it something we're all kind of doing wrong?
Well, first of all, I think it's, we've so much going on and I think it's when the kids come along. I really do. And I'm not, you know, again, excluding people who don't have kids because everyone's multitasking. Everyone is trying to just get better, do more. Nothing is ever enough. So, you know, we're not doing one thing well. We're trying to do everything. And like even the whole multitasking thing, now there's, you know, new scientific research out there that it's bad. You should actually focus on one thing at a time. So I really think it's a case of just making that time for yourself and kind of going, well, hold on here a second. I am minding my kids and I am, you know, looking after whether it's husband, partners and careers and everything else. So fashion wise, I think it's just really neglecting ourselves in a way, day to day.
Yeah.
And kind of we're putting ourselves last.
This is it. You make sure the children are looking brilliant and they've got all their outfits matching and everything's looking great.
The bows in and the hairs are in pigtails and they've got their match and everything and you're frazzled. And that's what it is, I think it is. People are frazzled and you can be quite alone, I think, as well when you're at home with the kids. So you're not mixing, it's, you know, with people as much as maybe when you're at work all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't feel the need to kind of, you know, put on this even my daughter said to me yesterday, she's like, do you not like blow drying your hair, mom? And I was like, well, at the moment, I said, it's a bit difficult. But she goes, because you know, sometimes when you go up to the school, and she was letting me know, you know, sometimes when you go up to the school.
How old is your daughter?
She's 12.
Oh God.
Yeah. And she said, you have it in the little cook and the ponytail. And I was like, well, that's just, it takes me, you know, 45 minutes to do my hair, and my priorities are my kids. So I think it's just not taking enough time for ourselves. Yeah. I really do.
That's, okay. You know. And I remember actually, you know, years ago before the children came along, and you know, you've time to go to the hairdressers once, twice a week, and your blow dry done.
Absolutely. You know, the nails, the whole lot, they're all priorities. And I think that's, again, they go down the list of priorities. And if you get that done now once every week or 2 weeks or month, you're doing well.
So when you do the Q&A, what kind of questions tend to come up?
A lot of makeup questions, and from the makeup demos, we have actually Fiona McNamara, who's a great girl down in Limerick. She's very well known down in Limerick, going to be doing a hair and makeup masterclass. And so she will do a demo on stage, and then we'll throw it out to the audience. What would they like to know? And so, you know, they'll go, well, I'm, you know, 55 or I'm 60 and I want to know, would that makeup suit me? Or that makeup now is Charlotte Tilbury and that's very expensive. Could you give us tips on a cheaper version that we could use?
Yeah.
So it's really practical tips, because you know, you don't have to spend a lot of money to look well. You just a few little basic things. Again, like you'd have people from the style session who would ask things like, well, I'm not 5'11", I'm 5'2". What kind of clothes would suit me?
Yeah.
And I want to do sessions where they're all different shapes and sizes.
I was going to ask you that. You don't need to be a size 8 to
absolutely
go into this.
Not. Yeah. And that's the other thing. My fashion show, I have a fashion show on as well, and I don't want any size 8 hands on it. Basically, we have 5 models on it and they're all different shapes and sizes, and 40 and up, because it's to be relatable to women of that age. You don't want to be looking at, I mean, I remember doing fashion shows years ago and people are going, oh yeah, that's okay, but it looks so well on you, but you're 20 something and you're size 10 or size 8 or whatever, so people don't relate to that.
Yeah.
So you have to kind of go, well, actually, you know, all shapes and sizes are in, and I want people to feel comfortable on the day and enjoy it.
And know they can actually get that outfit.
Of course. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, and so even important. A couple of the girls we have on it, actually, Shan Horn from Cork and Alex, actually her name on Instagram is Alex in Cork, she's going to be doing it as well over in Limerick, and they never modelled before, but one is a counsellor and the other girl, she teaches Pilates, and they are just the most bubbly normal people. They were so nervous before they did the fashion show, but I wanted them to do it because then they could relate. So by the end of the show they were nearly like dancing around the place in front of the women going, this is the best thing I've ever done. They were having a bit of crack. Do you know what I mean? It wasn't this kind of stuffy kind of fashion show where, oh god, and intimidating. I don't want it to be anything like that.
Do you have absolutely loads of clothes, Viv?
Do you know, I have had, yes, I will
be
not
honest.
Lie. I will not lie. I have had in the past, but I have gone the complete opposite. I have gone like minimal. Actually, there's another woman we have, Vera Keohan is her name. And I don't know if you know the KonMari.
I absolutely listen, I've been off work for a week watching nothing but Netflix.
Oh my god.
I have to show you a video on my phone, Viv.
Yeah.
I did all the t-shirts in the drawer.
Oh my god.
It's unreal.
Well, we have a woman like her that's her name is Vera, who's going to be on, right? So to how you started to answer your question, I yes had loads of clothes, but my daughter is unbelievable and she's a bit of a KonMari in her right, consultant or whatever method, and she is unreal. Like, I mean, I have to watch what she, like, she throws out everything and she comes in, she looks, mom, really mom, you haven't worn that in 2 years. What are you doing with it? Mom, seriously. And I'm like, yeah, but Katie, but I was, you know, guilty of it as well. Yeah. Katie, I might though, you know, like there might be an event where I might. Really? No, I don't think so. So actually, I have really decluttered an awful lot and it have is you? Making my life so much easier.
Yeah, I think
so
it's all
much
about
easier.
But even like my wardrobe, I'm taking up 2 wardrobes at the moment, the spare room as well.
Yeah.
I never even open the back wardrobe. What am I doing?
It's ridiculous.
And then you can't find the stuff that you wear on a day to day basis.
That's right. So you end up wearing the same stuff or you end up, you know. And like, I just kind of, I've done lots of giveaways on my Instagram actually at the moment, and I will let people know these have been worn once or twice, but I've actually this week to give away a pair of Gucci shoes that I will never wear again. They're that height, 6 inches, sorry, I know this is radio, so you kind of 6 inches, and like I'm going around in my lovely comfies. There is no way I'll ever wear those again. Like, I'm now literally put on that height shoes for car to bar shoes, and then you're like, oh, give me back my comfies again. So I
see, even models can't wear high heels.
Honestly, like, you know, after the kind of age of 30 start, kind of, I used to be able to dance in them up for hours and hours and hours, and now I have no interest, so obviously getting a bit older, but anyway, who cares. But yes, so definitely I think Vera is going to add a new dimension now to this show.
How to declutter your home and how to get the most out of your stuff.
So much more simpler.
Oh, it does.
You walk in, you see everything, you don't have to make those decisions. There's reasons why the presidents and everyone wear red ties, the same suit, just six different colours. Mark Zuckerberg does the same, because it, they don't have to make all those decisions in the morning before they go to work. That's it. There's a science behind it.
There you go.
Yeah.
And you know, I've started now. I have done two drawers so far, but yeah, the whole rest of the house to do. But
it can be overwhelming. So I think if you go, do you know what, I'll do one drawer today, or I'll do half a drawer, and then I'll do half a drawer tomorrow. Because if you see the whole bigger picture, you go, I'll just close the door.
Well, you know, I believe the charity shops are being overrun with stuff at the moment, because everybody's doing it.
Yes. And actually, I went into the charity shop, and I've been going in a lot lately. And I actually brought in a painting, and I brought in a whole lot of stuff. And then this painting thing that I just never got framed. And anyway, I don't have room for it anymore. So I brought it in, and she comes running out after me, literally going, sorry, excuse me. And I'm trying to get into the car, whatever. And I said, yeah, sorry, we're not going to be able to sell this. So you're going to have to take this. It was almost like, listen, now, we're not a dump shop, so take your stuff away. You know what I mean?
No way.
Like, honest to God.
Really? They turned it down?
Turned it down, yeah. Because they just wanted, I suppose they just wanted, that specific shop just wanted clothes and shoes and whatever. And I thought, I mean, this is lovely, whatever. But I'll bring it somewhere else now anyway. I don't know. Maybe do a giveaway or something.
Oh, Viv.
Yeah, honest to God. Yeah.
That's unreal. Yeah. Okay, so we were going to be at Evolve with Viv. It's going to be in Limerick, the Radisson Blue Hotel and Spa, 24th of February. That is Sunday?
That is a Sunday, and the tickets are on Eventbrite. So get them as soon as you can, because okay, they're selling out, and it's really, really a great fun day out. And you know, tell the hubby to buy it to you for Valentine's Day. It's a really good gift.
Yeah,
do
exactly.
You know, give to yourself.
Do you know what? We'll put the link up on our social media so people know exactly where they can go and get the ticket for that. I saw the video of the last event. It looked like great fun, packed out.
It was, and it was a great relief. And like, I like that. I mean, the goodie bags, I have to say, all of our sponsors and everyone else, and the goodie bags contributors and everyone else were so generous that the goodie bags ended up being like worth about €150. That's no joke. And there's hampers and there's lots and lots of spot prizes, so it's a really good day out.
Yeah, and we were saying as well before, the reason you're doing this is there's so many events for younger people, people in their teens and their 20s.
That's right.
You know, with all the influencers and all the Instagrammers and all.
Yeah.
And there was very little out there for somebody our age.
That's right. And I just felt like people were saying to me, you know, even about those kind of events, well, I'd go, but I don't know now, would I be a bit old, or would I be a bit whatever? So, I mean, I just wanted to do something that was relatable. It's my
absolutely,
age group.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I just
not the caked on makeup
absolutely
that we're seeing.
Like, we don't want to do that. Do you know what I mean? It's like, no, we've got 7 minutes to put makeup on. And as I said, you know, women over 40 have so much to offer, whether it be experience that you can't buy, wisdom and knowledge, you know, they've a disposable income that they want to spend on themselves. Mm. So I think now is the time.
Okay.
You know?
Listen, Viv, best of luck.
Thank
and I hope
so
the arm gets better, your poor old broken arm.
I know
there.
I'll be up there, but sure, look it on the day. As I said, there's no right time. But as I said to Katie said to me, my daughter, she says, what'll I do? And I was like, listen, I said, the show must go on. That's it.
The show must go on. You can make a fashion accessory out of it.
Exactly.
This is something for the weekend on Classic Hits.